Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
Okay, well, Delegate Helm, first of all, thanks a lot for giving me some of your time today. The main thing I wanted to ask you is, you're a strong Democrat. You mentioned in your remarks you're a strong supporter of President Obama.
That's right.
At the same time, you're a strong supporter of school choice, vouchers, tax credit scholarships. So how does support for school choice dovetail with your democratic values?
Well, I think for me, school choice is a strong democratic value. I mean, that's the way I view it. I think that parents, unlike the remarks made by some people, I think parents are the ones who should be given the first opportunity to choose the type of school that their children should go to. I think the mistake that a lot of people make now, especially minorities, they feel that school choice is a means to resegregate the schools. That's not true. It's not intended to resegregate the school, because the school that's available to all students, regardless as to what ethnic background they come from, you find all students there. It's not segregated.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me more about why you see school choice as a democratic value. I mean, what about school choice to you is a democratic thing?
Well, I guess when I look at Democrats and Republicans, when I think in terms of this country, I like to think in terms of it as being democratic. Democratic means that everyone has the right or the choice to succeed if he or she wants to.
You mentioned on the panel that you felt like that minority groups to some extent were brainwashed by unions and others into opposing school choice. Can you elaborate on that? What did you mean by that?
What happens, when I met with one of the local school boards last year up at the General Assembly, their philosophy is that tax credits, if you give a tax credit to someone, any money that you give to a private school, you're taken away from the public school. That's the way they view it. But if you look at it this way, if you have, say, 20 or 50 students that's attending a public school, and they are not being provided with what they need in order to learn, and you take them out of there and put them in a school where they can learn, you have not really lost anything. You have gained something, because you have 50 students that benefited from the fact that you took them out of that school and put them in a school where they could learn. But they can't see that.
Delegate Howell, how do we turn this around? How do we convince more Democrats that school choice is a positive thing, would be beneficial to their communities and their constituencies? How do we convince more minority communities and more minority families that school choice is a positive thing?
The one thing that I see that could help is the churches. The ministers could do more than what they're doing, because most church folk vote, but most ministers will not allow politicians or anyone else to come in the church and speak on these issues. It wouldn't take but 10 or 15 minutes.
Do you feel like black churches could be a key piece in
mobilizing
support?
Yeah, because it's the black children that's suffering the most.
Okay. Hey, one last thing.
Sure.
So, President Obama has not always been a supporter of the Opportunity Scholarships program in D.C. Do you have any advice for him, or any suggestions for him? I mean, how should he view that issue with D.C. vouchers?
Well, you know, it's sad that in the District of Columbia, here, the nation's capital, probably has one of the worst school systems in the country. I don't know what he can do as president, even if he had a different mindset. I don't know. There's only so much he can do.
He does have a bully pulpit, though.
Yeah, he does. And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't use it this year. Because remember now,
specifically with the D.C. voucher program?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why do you say that?
Well, President Obama is somewhat unpredictable. He's a very smart man. He times things. I think in this next 4 years, you'll see a different man than what you saw.
So you think he can move the ball farther on school choice? You expect him to move the ball farther on school choice?
I'm going to try to get an audience with him because I have pictures that I took with him in 2008 when he was down in Virginia. I want to get an audience with him. I think I might be able to work it out through my good friend Tim Kaine, who was just elected Senate. You know, I would like to talk with him about that.
Do you think you could convince him to be more vocal?
He's much smarter than I am. I don't know if I could convince him or not.
But you would like to try to convince him that supporting private school option is a good thing and is consistent with democratic values.
Well, then now, does he not send his children to private school? It's kind of hard to argue.
Okay. Delegate Howell, it's a pleasure. It's an honor talking to you.
Thank you very much. Nice talking with you, too.